I ushered her into Sam's office and helped her out of the bulky dark coat she was wearing. Once she let the hood fall back, I damn near dropped the coat. I recognized her. Who could forget her? She was exquisite, so stunningly beautiful that even irrepressible Sam Gunn was struck speechless. More beautiful than any woman I had ever seen. But haunted. It was more than her big, soulful eyes, more than the almost frightened way she had of glancing all around as she entered Sam's office, as if expecting someone to leap out of hiding at her. She looked tragic, lovely and doomed and tragic.
"Mr. Gunn, I need your help," she said to Sam.
Those were the first words she spoke, even before she took the chair that I was holding for her. Her voice was like the sigh of a breeze in a midnight forest. Sam was standing behind his desk on the hidden little platform back there that makes him look taller than his real 165 centimeters. As I said, even Sam was speechless. Leather-tongued, clatter-mouthed Sam Gunn simply stood and stared at her in stupefied awe. Then he found his voice. "Anything," he said in a choked whisper. "I'd do anything for you." Despite the fact that Sam was getting married in just 3 weeks' time, it was obvious that he'd tumbled head over heels for Amanda Cunningham the minute he saw her. Instantly. Sam Gunn was always falling in love, even more often than he made fortunes of money and lost them again, but this time it looked as if he'd really been struck by the thunderbolt. If she weren't so beautiful, so troubled, seeing the two of them together would have been almost ludicrous. Amanda Cunningham looked like a Greek goddess, except that her shoulder-length hair was radiant golden blonde. She wore a modest knee-length sheath of delicate pink that couldn't hide the curves of her ample body. And those eyes, they were bright china blue, but deep, terribly troubled, unbearably sad. And there was Sam, stubby as a worn old pencil, with a bristle of red hair and his gap-toothed mouth hanging open. Sam had the kind of electricity in him that made it almost impossible for him to stand still for more than 30 seconds at a time. Yet he stood gaping at Amanda Cunningham as tongue-tied as a teenager on his first date. And me, compared to Sam, I'm a rugged outdoorsy type of a guy. Of course, I wear lifts in my boots and a tummy tingler that helps keep my gut flat. Women have told me that my face is kind of cute in a cherubic sort of way, and I believe them, until I look in the mirror and see the pouchy eyes and the trim black beard that covers my receding chin. What did it matter? Amanda Cunningham didn't even glance at me. Her attention was focused completely on Sam. It was really comical, yet I wasn't laughing. Sam just stared at her, transfixed, bewitched. I was still holding one of the leather-covered chairs for her. She sat down without looking at it, as if she were accustomed to there being a chair wherever she chose to sit.